My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
We've got to climb in there.
Oh, I don't have as much room as I thought.
That's the worst job in the whole camp.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
I mean, it looks sophisticated, but it's basically just crap.
Just crap.
Recycling is easy when it comes to cans and bottles and cardboard, but what about all that electronic equipment that's become obsolete? That's where Sims comes in. They recycle e-waste, from TVs and computers to cell phones and game consoles.
We're basically dismantling, taking stuff apart.
This is the best relationship I've ever had with technology.
It's where high-tech meets low-tech. And 36 rotary knives.
Granulate all the material.
And is granulate just a fancy word for destroy?
Sure.
And later,
how can tofu be so popular and yet appear so disgusting?
For the uninitiated, that may be the case.
Tofu is low in fat and a great source of protein. It's also a cold, quivering, gelatinous blob. Liking tofu is a matter of taste, but from stirring and scooping gallons of glop to suffering searing heat,
warm.
Making it is a dirty job.
Much pain, much agony.
Oh, God.
A Luddite is a person who eschews the trappings of modern technology. I'm not a Luddite. Like you, I've come to rely on many of the niceties provided by modern conveniences. But here's the thing. I got a TV set and 5 remote controls. Don't know how that happened. None of the remotes work. TV drives me crazy. Plus, I got a computer that logs itself on and off as if by magic and loses important files. It's frustrating. I'm sure you feel my pain, and perhaps you can relate when I say that today I've come to Roseville, California to go inside of this innocuous-looking building behind me where they recycle technology. And I'm hoping to have a shot at maybe destroying some of the things that have been driving me nuts.
Whether it's a TV, a computer, a cell phone, or any other kind of electronic device, people want the latest and greatest, which leaves the average person with a collection of things that used to be the latest and greatest that they now no longer use. Enter Sims Recycling Solutions. They process over 30 million pounds a year of these formerly latest and greatest things, otherwise known as e-waste, much of which gets recycled to go into the next batch of latest and greatest things.
What's going on, Mike?
You're Robert.
Yes, sir, I'm Robert.
I've heard nice things about you, Robert.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate that.
What are you doing to that thing?
This here, I'm taking it apart.
What is it?
This is a monitor.
Like a computer monitor?
A computer monitor, yeah. We're basically dismantling, taking stuff apart.
Anything you can turn on and off?
On and off, exactly. Anything that runs with electricity, I believe.
The work being done here at Sims benefits the environment in 2 ways. It saves tens of millions of cubic feet in landfills that all this stuff would take up if it were just thrown away, and ensures that any hazardous materials inside the devices are disposed of responsibly.
The safety thing here is kind of serious.
It is one of our priorities. Once you walk through that door, safety's first.
Okay. So if you don't do the work, nobody's going to yell at you as long as you're safe.
Well, you got it. Yeah, as long as you're safe.
Yeah, okay then. Maybe safety.
Safety's priority.
How many people work here?
It's quite a few. Never counted them.
You'll find I ask a lot of pointless, irrelevant questions.
Hey.
When you hear one, ignore it.
All right. No problem. I won't be the first.
True.
All right. Here we go. It's basically all these gold screws that we're trying to get out. Good enough.
Okay.
Okay, once we do that, just kind of like bring this loose. This is a precious one here.
Right.
And then your TV is all ready.
So you got different bins over here for just about everything.
Pretty much. There's a lot of precious metals in these things.
What kind of precious metals?
Aluminum, copper.
Once the monitor has been taken apart, the tube inside will be sent away, where it'll be melted down for its glass.
Plastic.
The rest of the monitor will be sorted away into boxes to be recycled or ground up.
So this is all going to get ground up?
This is all going to get ground up, and our MSP will take care of the sorting.
The MSP, okay. That's a big machine?
That's a big machine, yeah, like all this aluminum here.
Yeah.
The green board's the copper, and the steel will end up in one place.
I mean, it looks sophisticated, but it's basically, by today's standards, it's just crap.
There we go.
Oh, see this nip here? Let's take that off. That's going to stop me from doing it. Twist these out. No, we can't do that, Mike.
No?
No. Better have your gloves on.
Oh.
At all times. It's a pain in the butt, but I hope you didn't get that on camera.
What's that?
Take your gloves off.
Oh, man, we've been bit by snakes and sharks. We don't give a crap. We don't give a Robert?
You know what? It's true, dude. It's true.
It's the truth.
You want to work here?
No. No, I don't.
Rip it up. Talking about
technology. You ever hurt yourself doing this?
No. I want to go home with all intact.
That's how I feel. You save those?
Yeah, these go to our fine wire commodity. Sweat stuff. You okay with that? There you go.
Between you and me, this is the best relationship I've ever had with technology.
Wow.
I really feel like I'm giving it back.
Hey.
How many nights have I sat there looking at these things, not knowing how anything works, can't download my stupid songs?
Hey, it's
just
Mike.
Sits there blinking at me, mocking me.
Now you know
who's
why.
Mocking who now? Oh, we want this.
You forgot the yolk.
Yeah. Where'd that thing go with the thing on the end of it, a thing? That someone. What do you call this thing?
That is a Mexican bicycle. It takes everything apart. Now you got to wiggle it out.
I see.
There you go. If you're having a hard time, I'm an expert. You want me to give you a hand there?
Nope. It's personal now, Robert.
That's personal, huh?
You know how it gets. Man against machine.
All right.
I won't be mocked by technology when it's face down.
Well, I hope you won't. There you go.
Who's laughing now? Okay.
You say we want to do a TV, right?
Yeah, let's do a TV.
This is a good one here.
Well, apparently it wasn't that good. Yeah, the VCR built right in there. Man, I remember these came out. That was like, oh, now it's just more electronic crap.
More, yeah.
I'm sure I got something.
Okay.
No. No. No go. No, I think it's just, I think.
Why don't we try these two
maybe
up
those
here?
Two up here could be.
Come out?
No. Let's see.
Yeah, why don't we lay it sideways?
There you go.
See that, Mike?
Can't mess with that, man. Snips.
Play doctor here, okay? Let me know what you need.
What I need is a nurse.
Can't help you with that.
Well,
you got a head start on that.
Tuesdays at 9. Yeah, I think we're way past the eject button at this point.
No, just got the new eject button here.
Yeah? How's that work?
Yeah, I'll show you.
There you go.
Just want to say that somebody else pick it up. If you want to take apart a PC, I mean, we don't really look for much on those.
A PC?
Yeah, PC.
Yeah.
Just
like
a battery.
Show me a hard drive.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. That's good. That's be very satisfying to destroy a computer. Just to square up for all those times the computer has destroyed me.
We're looking for a battery. Battery here.
Uh-huh.
Hard drive.
Uh-huh. Now, if there were, like, sensitive information on this drive,
right?
I mean, how do you know, or how do they know?
That's the wrong question to ask me here. We're just taking it apart. All right. That's what we're doing.
Honestly, that's why I'm here. I forgot our personal mission. We're not here to answer questions. We're not here to solve the world's problems. No, we're not here to learn anything. We're here to just take the apart.
Actually, any hard drives that are sold for parts are first wiped clean in a 7-pass process using proprietary software.
This is crap anyway.
This is all wired, isn't it?
This is a wire?
Yeah, that's a wire.
From one of your CD-ROMs to...
It's technology. Whatever, you know. Yeah, who cares? Honestly, who cares? I retract the question. First rule that you have to follow when you're handling delicate computer equipment is to be very careful with it. It's not a toy.
There we go. You throw it in there.
Coming up.
We're going to jump in our vibe screen underneath the super granulator.
That's the biggest vibrator I've ever seen.
Yeah, I hear you.
Now, there's a lot of stuff on the floor here. It's small pieces of irregularly shaped, very sharp steel.
Yeah.
Getting some bad vibrations from a machine that's not even on.
Yeah, this is potentially the most hazardous part of the day, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff is really sharp.
And later.
You ever have a fingernail come off?
No, I had my finger cut off, though.
Jeez! Give the finger to a person, and you can count on getting it back. Give it to a machine, and the response may be more cutting.
Beautiful, right? Nice. And-
yeah, but you can only flip somebody off halfway now.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do? I want to see the this machine you've kept talking about. What's it called?
The MSP.
The MSP.
The metal separating process machine.
Okay. And what direction would I go to find that?
Towards the east.
You're a dangerous man with a lot of tools.
Thank you for coming, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Michelle.
All right. Give that technology hell.
Hey, every day.
All of the pieces of metal and plastic that we separated will go to the MSP to be turned into smaller pieces of metal and plastic. Much smaller. I went to see Ron, who runs the MSP, to have a look inside of it while it was shut down for maintenance.
So that big blue machine is called what's it called, Ron?
A super granulator.
A super granulator?
Yeah, granulates all the material.
And is granulate just a fancy word for demolish, destroy?
Sure, yes.
What part of the facility are we in?
We're on the MSP side.
What's MSP mean?
Yeah, metal separation plant.
You don't see a lot of these signs, but that's a good one. This thing is full of knives that rotate.
Correct.
What can I do?
First thing we do, we lock out everything that we work on.
This is an example of how we've been locked out?
Yes, sir.
Is this you?
A few years ago.
How would you describe the expression you've adopted here, Ron?
I don't know.
It's a guy who says, you know what, I've locked this thing out, and I feel good about it. What can I do first?
Okay, well, first thing we're going to do is we're going to jump in our vibe screen underneath the super granulator.
The vibe screen?
Yeah.
Come on, man. On it, Ron.
It's a vibe screen.
If you're making stuff up, I mean, I'm cool with it.
Well, it's a vibrator. It vibrates.
That's the biggest vibrator I've ever seen.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I crawl into this area, and I check to see that the mushes and the meshes...
Yeah, once you get in there, you'll be able to look up inside there and see it.
All right. You trust me to perform a visual inspection?
Oh, sure.
Unsupervised?
Yeah, these.
I got these.
Yeah, but these will protect you for anything that falls down. You look around your eyes.
Sure. You've never been hurt on the job?
No, never.
Now, there's a lot of stuff on the floor here, too, I noticed.
You just have to move that anyway a little bit as you go.
It appears to be small pieces of irregularly shaped, very sharp steel.
Yeah.
So
we just push them off the side.
All right. Now, do these fog up?
Oh, yeah.
Way more than the ones I had on.
Yeah.
So even though they're safer, there's a slight drawback
in
the sense that I can't see through.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to take them off, clean them a little bit.
Okay. Small price to pay for total blindness.
If you need to inspect a critical part of a multi-million dollar machine, who better to send in than someone with less than one day's experience? Makes perfect sense to me.
All right, thank you. Belly first, then wiggle around?
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is potentially the most hazardous part of the day, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff is really sharp. You can just lie right on it, not know any better. All right, so I'm looking straight up, and I see all sorts of circuitry and components jammed in here.
Mike, here's your camera.
Oh, thanks, Doug.
The screen is a lot like a colander that you'd use in a kitchen, but instead of water, it strains bits and pieces of recycled parts.
Ron?
Yeah?
I have located a piece of the web here that I believe has been compromised.
Okie doke.
Seems like it's torn loose. That one right there.
Just the one hole, huh?
Yeah, there's just one One bad area here.
Okay. We just inspect and then we take a note on it. So if you're ready to come back on out.
All right. Ow.
Nice little place in there, huh?
Yeah, it's a charmer. Here's a camera for you. Thank you. What might we do now?
Hook it up. Well, our next stage is we're going to go up there and start doing our blade change.
All right, after you.
A long time ago, a book was published called In the Belly of the Beast. Don't know if the author ever went inside a super granulator, but if I ever finish working in the belly of this beast, I may write the sequel.
Why do you think we hire skinny cameramen? What'd you do? You just made yourself vanish. All right.
Take these ones off right here.
Okay.
Trigger. Now go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I just tightened it, didn't I?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Typical.
These are very heavy. Really heavy. Put that down on there. Yeah.
These things really do weigh about 100 pounds each. Easy.
Sims owns a total of three of these super granulators. Those also happen to be the only three in the entire world. What we're doing now is cleaning the blades.
Gives you a little workout with that gun, huh?
A little bit. That's a knife.
It's like the cleaning at the dentist, except in this case, the one crying in pain is the dentist instead of the patient.
These things, what do you call these?
Those are called our knives, our brick knives.
So the brick knives alternate.
Yeah.
And this leading edge, the sharp part, stays really super stable. That's what all the bolts are accomplishing.
Right.
And when this thing starts to rotate, then every time it passes, it's just, you know, a 16th of an inch.
Very little. So it's like the width of our putty blade right here.
Right.
Bam. So this should be going in like that.
Right.
So if we got that clearance, we're really good. You get more, and the material stays in there longer.
Yeah. So in the end, your hard drives and your monitor, everything is being reduced to that skinny.
Thickness.
Coming up.
Long process, huh?
Not just long. Mind-numbing, tedious, and ultimately self-defeating.
An impact wrench makes its greatest impact on its operator.
We're almost done.
You just say that to all the demoralized apprentices who show up unannounced.
And later.
You can't eat raw soybeans. Soybeans contain a chemical called a trypsin inhibitor. Basically, it'll give you gas.
I got gas.
Clearing the air on the science of tofu making.
This is where you make it possible not to make your customers fart uncontrollably.
Yeah, you can put it that way.
Oh, I did.
You're going to hear it run when we're done here.
I'm going to look forward to that.
I was telling you earlier that this process is a bit like a cleaning at the dentist. If we follow that metaphor, this would be the equivalent of rinsing out the mouth.
It would be so bad to drop one of these on your foot.
Oh, that wouldn't feel very good.
Only instead of a cup of mint-flavored water, there's an impact wrench. It takes about 100 times longer, and there's no soothing music playing.
Long process, huh?
Not just long. Mind-numbing, tedious, and ultimately self-defeating.
We're almost done.
Really? You just say that to all the demoralized apprentices who show up unannounced?
If I'd known what I was doing, we'd have been done already. How did I know that?
I don't know what's doing what anymore. I'm just doing what you're telling me to do.
Because after some more wrenching and sweating, I asked Ron to show us how a pro does it.
Man, Ron, I tell you what, that was not as advertised. Before I leave today, I'd love to be around you when you turn this thing on. Or better, maybe you'd let me.
Yeah. Hydraulic pumps.
Yeah.
And then rotor.
Uh-huh.
And then clutch drive.
Hydraulic pumps.
Yep.
Rotor.
Bam. And then clutch drive.
Clutch drive.
Right. There you go.
Rotor.
Yep. Hear that?
Clutch drive.
Yeah,
no one is allowed near the MSP when it's running, lest they get too granulated. But I was okay with that. I'd had a score to settle with technology for some time. And now, finally, I got an even.
One for my journal. show tonight.
All right. Thank
you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
You got a dirty hard drive? Come and see Ron. He'll clean it for you.
I don't have a lot of rules on dirty jobs, but I do have a policy, and it goes like this. Keep your complaining to yourself. I'm going to go ahead and suspend that policy for just a couple of minutes and be honest with you about something. I don't want to go to work today. I'm in pain. I'm in pain from top to bottom. I'm in a level of agony right now that I honestly don't remember experiencing in the last ever, really. We're in Hawaii, you know, and it's beautiful. It's a Sunday. Should probably have the day off, but don't have time for that. As soon as I landed, I washed windows. 500 feet in the air, suspended in a little bosun's chair, strapped in with a harness, using muscles I didn't even know I had. Ugh. I woke up yesterday in just this whole new dimension of discomfort, brushing my teeth, walking around, getting out of bed, it all hurt. So what did I do? I got on a jet ski with the rest of my crazy crew, and we went bounding around Honolulu Harbor. Look, it was great fun, but again, it's like all the bouncing and the jostling, and it just hurts now, okay? I don't have any bruises to show you, but it really, really hurts. I can show you this. About a month ago, I smashed my finger right here, and the nail is growing back. The old one fell off, so I can't grab anything with my left hand. And in my right hand, look at this, the ropes from the window washing, they tore blisters open. My callus is coming off. It hurts. It hurts to grab things with either hand, and it just hurts to move around. And if I had a sick day, I'd take it, but I can't because Barsky has assured me that the only body part I'll be using today at the Aloha Tofu Factory Incorporated is my tongue. Barsky, of course, is a known liar, but it doesn't hurt. So let's see what happens. Ow. Crap.
It's no accident that Aloha Tofu has thrived in Hawaii. Tofu is a dietary staple in many Asian cultures, and many Hawaiian residents are Asian Americans. The company now produces over 1 million pounds of tofu annually.
So this is Paul Uehara, and he is the proprietor of the tofu place.
Yes.
Tofu is made from soybeans.
Soybeans, yes.
And that's now the extent of everything I know about tofu.
Okay, well, then we'll get you educated.
How can tofu be so popular and yet appear so disgusting?
Well, I suppose for the uninitiated who haven't grown up with it, that may be the case. However, for a lot of people, it's more like a staple.
Oh, it's very healthy, right?
It is.
Because soybeans are super healthy.
Yes, that's right.
But there's no getting around the fact that in its finished state, it does resemble a quivering mass of suspicious gelatin.
Yeah, I do have to admit to that, yeah.
It's not a fruit, it's a vegetable.
Well, beans, so I guess
right.
Legume or...
Yeah, a legume.
Yeah. We're going to be putting these dried soybeans and sending it up to a holding tank.
Do we just grab them, or do we have a forklift, or what do we do?
We grab them with our hands.
Now, I was afraid you said, my hands are killing me.
Any gloves?
Yeah.
Yep, gloves.
Yeah, I'll take gloves if you got them. We're taking all these?
20 bags, 1,000 pounds.
So the first step is to move half a ton of beans?
Basically, yes.
Okay. I'll follow you.
All right. Well, we're going to use a blower. You don't have to carry them.
Oh, I thought you said by hand.
Yeah, we're going to dump them in that chute right there.
Oh, we're here?
Yes.
That's the best news I've gotten so far.
I'll start it off. How's that?
Good plan.
And then you going.
Then we'll get it going.
All right.
And then there are going to be beans flying around here like you haven't seen in a long time.
Like we see every day, actually.
Oh, okay.
Coming up.
What is this called, that whole process of...
opening the bag?
There's some special weave. It's got to be.
A bean bag that's not a chair, a doll, or a toy.
Huh. Son of a gun.
But a real pain in the neck.
No. Demon thread. Curse this mystery.
And later.
We want to separate out the soy milk. That's what we use to make tofu. And the solid sits at this big one.
This is going to pigs?
Yep.
Food that's fit for a pig. It's not bad for a TV host either.
If I were a pig, I'd be going crazy right now.
Yeah, sure you would. So, just want to cut that. Then it comes right off.
So that's a soybean?
That's a soybean. Yeah, okay.
Well, it hurt to touch a soybean.
Whoa! What is this called? That whole process of
opening the bag?
Well, no. I mean, it looks very. There's some special weave. It's got to be because you clip the wrong one and nothing happens. Huh? Son of a gun. So you got to cut the white one and the red one?
Yeah.
So it's just the white one?
Yeah.
All right, now don't tell me.
Okay.
Map, don't tell me. I'll never learn. Very mysterious. Look at that. It won't... Pull the white one, but no. No, the white one's not working.
The suey beans will get blown up to a larger vat where they'll soak overnight.
Now I ought to be able to grab the white and pull it right. No, no. You think you just cut it and then pull it. But there's a real mystery surrounding this weave. That's the white one there. But look, it's not free from the red one. Demon thread. Curse this mystery.
All right.
Oh, I unraveled the magic weave.
Yeah, good job.
That's great. Big, big journal entry tonight. You ever have a fingernail come off?
No, I've had my finger cut off, though.
Jake!
I think a tip come off. Though.
Okay, you win.
I don't think it showed that.
I didn't even notice. Let me see.
There's no fingernail to cut off.
How'd it happen?
Actually, in one of these.
You lost in this?
Not in this one. It was a different machine, but yeah, basically the same idea. So, but clean cut, right? Beautiful, right?
Nice. Yeah, but, I mean, you can only flip somebody off halfway now.
Yeah. It's not as effective. Doesn't have the same impact.
That's how you really shut me up. I complain about a broken fingernail, and he goes, yeah, but, you know, it's just like that. I'm an idiot.
Okay, so.
Why don't we turn it back on and start dumping?
Sure, we can do that.
Oh, just like that. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming together for me.
Yeah, five more.
Because land is so scarce in Hawaii, there are no soybean farms here. So Paul gets them shipped in from Michigan.
Sorry, Paul.
Sorry. Only about $3 worth of it. You just let the beans go down. Just make sure you don't stick your hand in there.
Got it.
And cut it up. Cut it off. Forget it.
Don't say cut it off.
And these are how big they get. So they basically double in size of beans.
Those beans we put in?
Yeah. They get soaked overnight in water. That's what they look like. And you can't eat raw soybeans, so don't stick that in your mouth yet.
What would happen?
Nothing will happen, but raw soybeans contain a chemical called a trypsin inhibitor.
Yeah?
That interferes with digestion. Basically, it'll give you gas.
I got gas. And then they're cooked here.
Right. And this, what this does, the cooking, makes that trypsin inhibitor ineffective, basically. It neutralizes that.
So this is where you make it possible for the suey beans not to make your customers fart uncontrollably.
Yeah, you could put it that way, I suppose.
Oh, I did.
After the soybeans are cooked into a slurry, they're sent to a separator where the solid material is squeezed out.
We want to separate out the soy milk. That's what we use to make tofu. And the solids, we get sent to the pig farm.
So this is really step 3A.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, because it's the process by which the liquids and the solids are separated.
That's right. You can eat this.
I could?
Yeah. Just be careful, it's hot. Yeah, it's kind of hot. Oh, yeah, you're sensitive, aren't you?
It's especially hot in an open wound. If I were a pig, I'd be going crazy right now.
Yeah, sure you would be.
During this process, about half of the soybean goes to waste, and the other half is made into milk. And that milk is used to make tofu.
Mike, the
This is the heart and soul of our operation where we make the tofu. This is John.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Sorry, he's making tofu right now.
No, I don't want to disturb him. So this is where the milk that was separated begins to... I mean, is it like cheese? Is it curdling?
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. We add a combination of calcium sulfate and niigari, magnesium chloride. Basically, it's seawater without the water and salt.
What is in seawater without water and salt?
Whatever is left over. You want to try some?
Yeah. You mean taste it?
Sure,
yeah. It's like salt, but it's not salt. It's seawater with the salt, the water gone. Like nothing I've ever tasted. I don't even know how to describe it. It tastes like magnesium.
Got it.
With a little chloride. Coming up.
No, you cannot hold to, you hold to one, only one hand, yeah?
One hand?
Yeah, it's okay. Over right here.
All right.
Some jobs are one-handers. Others take two.
Why one hand? Why not two hands?
You can do both hands up to you.
And sometimes, even that's not enough.
But one hand more easy, yeah?
Three hands would be a dream.
This is when it's solidified.
And how close is this to being set?
Oh, it's already pretty much set.
So, John, what's this?
This is a little bit of filter, yeah? And,
a filter is used to catch any leftover soybean pulp.
How long you been here, John?
20 years.
20 years? Still like it? Loves it. You can't get enough of this place. This goes on?
Yeah, open up.
Yeah, I now work for you. You're my boss. You tell me what to do.
Only today, yeah?
Only for the next 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes. Yeah. That's it.
Maybe less. This goes in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, now?
Put it inside. Yeah, put it inside.
All right.
This side.
This side?
Yeah. Cannot.
What's that?
You're good. I think
no, come on. Yeah. I feel like I'm messing up.
No, you're okay.
How's it look?
I don't know how.
Kind of got to wait and see on the next stage what it's...
How that worked out. I see.
We can save it if it's undermixed. You can't save it if it's overmixed.
Don't overmix.
That's fine.
Okay. That might need some more mixing and some saving.
You want to start scooping in there?
That sounds great.
Okay.
After the tofu is set, it needs to be scooped into molds while it solidifies.
Huh?
It should be had mixed together, yeah? Put it up, yeah? It's the bottom.
Scoop from the bottom.
Yeah. Because everything from the bottom, yeah? The powder, the niigari, everything from bottom, yeah? We have to put them up, yeah? We're going to work this side first, yeah?
Okay.
It's cooked.
Okay.
No, you cannot hold it. You hold to one, only one hand, yeah?
One hand?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Over right here.
All right.
How many now? 5, 4?
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to count.
You have to count.
How many go in? 14?
Yeah, 14, but the first one, you go 8 and go 8.
8 and 8?
Yeah.
I think that was 5.
Yeah.
6. Why one hand? Why not two hands?
You can do go two hands up to you. Hot, yeah.
See? Got burns, yeah. Much pain. Much agony. Need two hands.
But one hand more easy, yeah?
Three hands be a dream. There's 4. Oh, warm. Warm.
Again over there. 2.
2 over here?
Yeah.
2. 2 here?
Over here. Same thing again.
Huh?
Go there and go here.
1, 2.
2 and 3. Depends. Up to you. 2 and 3.
Why didn't I just put 10 in the first one? I don't know. So that's 10.
Yeah.
Why didn't I just put 10 in there 12, right in a row?
Oh, that's 12, yeah. You put over here 2. You put both in over here. Put whole thing in the barrel. Put whole thing in here.
one here?
Not a lot. Really?
That, so that's full. That's full of tofu.
No, can you can put all?
More?
Yeah, more.
But there's no room.
Put all. Put on top.
But it's going to overflow. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
It looks like you're going to be 12 in here now. There's going to be 12 in that one, too. I'd have put 12 in all one time. What do I know? What do I know? I'm just a simple idiot. Barely counts 12. Ah.
Love it.
Perfect?
Yeah, I love it. Okay, one more over here. Finish.
Oh, sure.
Hey, good job.
Thanks.
Good job. Love it. Look.
That's beautiful. And perfect.
Coming up.
What were we doing before this?
Private banking. I've been an electrician. I've done carpentry. I've driven forklift.
When trading in a blue collar for a white one, hang on to the old shirt. You never know when you might need it again.
So you're a guy in financial services who has fallen back on the ability to pay the bills with your hands.
Correct.
Are we going to do another one?
No. Yeah, you can do another one. Up to you.
What I'd like to understand why we just didn't put 14 in there and then 14 in here.
Okay,
like,
I try one more time, yeah. Again, let you see one more time. Okay, I do one more time, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Again.
No, no. I just thought he'd tell me.
You want to try one more time?
You're the boss. You tell me what to do. I do what you do. Not as well. And not with any level of comprehension.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to mix this. This is the sodium chloride or the magnesium sulfate.
Oh, no. Don't put it.
I was just messing with you. In?
Yeah, in.
In? Now, where's that crazy spanker? Yes, this thing. Ow. Ah, it hurts the hand. Oh, boy. Don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm mixing her up.
Okay, enough?
Good?
Yeah.
This can go here?
No.
No?
One more time.
So all problems are communication problems, John.
How you feel?
That's pain. A lot of pain there. A lot of pain in the open wound.
Yeah, both of your hand, both of you.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
look how surprised you sound.
The right, the left, the right, the left. Both of it.
Look at that. I can do this backwards.
Hey, good. Good now.
Yes?
Yeah, stop.
Stop?
Yeah, stop. You cover. This is more better.
This is better?
Yeah.
Than that?
Yeah, the first one you met, yeah. The second one, yeah.
This looks good.
Yeah, this one more better.
Okay.
Maybe this one good.
Maybe this is super good. I don't know. What's your last name?
Bo. B-O.
Bo? John Bo? Mike Rowe?
Bobby.
That John is a good worker.
Thank you.
He really is. I'm not sure he understood everything I said. That might be warm.
What's the difference between sympathy and empathy? You may or may not have sympathy for someone as you watch him burn his hands making tofu, but you will definitely have empathy for him after you burn your own leg by accident on a soybean boiler. Just ask Barsky.
Stop the burning process. Here you go.
Here, give me this. Right. You're like that. Okay. All right, great. Ow.
Dude, this stuff might burn your head.
Dude, I'm on. Where's an agony?
This stuff might hurt you. It's all chemicals.
The holes are going completely through my fingers.
So, it gets gradually pressed down the line. 10 presses, gradually increasing in pressure.
Right.
Until it pops out on this side. So we have one ready right here.
Once the tofu has been fully compressed and solidified, it's ready to be cooled down and cut into package-sized pieces.
Now, what we need to do is we need to move this into our cooling tank.
A cutting board is used to hold the tofu in place.
Gotta flip it.
Over there.
All right.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And then it's dropped into the water to cool.
What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, Mike.
All right, so you're gonna place it just like a quarter of an inch right there.
A block of tofu yields 36 pieces and sell for about $3 each at the supermarket.
And then push the board down and toward you so that it, so the tofu keeps going. There you go.
So it goes through here underwater. These guys pluck it out down there.
Correct. And then it goes in that machine over there which seals it from there to the supermarket.
How long you been doing this?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
How's it working out?
I like it so far.
What were you doing before this?
Private banking. I've been an electrician, greenhorn electrician. I've done carpentry.
Yeah.
I've driven forklifts. I've done quite a few things.
So you're a guy who is making his living in financial services and now has fallen back on the ability to pay the bills with your hands.
Correct.
I can introduce you to about 4 million of my friends. Good luck, man. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Well, there it is. For the last 60 years or so, the Aloha Tofu Factory has been delivering a high-protein staple to the island locals, and from every indication, they'll be doing it for the next 60 years or so. Of course, I'll always remember this place as the house of mystery and pain from the enigmatic soybean bags held together with that magical thread to the blisters I have on my right hand, now exacerbated by the chemical healing ointment currently covering Barsky's second-degree wound. Yeah, it's an ironic injury for Dave, one that brings me a certain satisfaction since he lied blatantly to me when he told me I'd be relying primarily on my tongue this afternoon. So as he leaves the Aloha State with his ironic injury, I leave with firm tofu, soybean curd cake. A little something for the road. You know me, I like it dark. I like it foggy. I like it wet. And I absolutely love it dirty. So you can imagine when I come to a place like this, I get all misty. Problem is, I can't come back once I've been here, so I need you to help. Discovery.com/dirty jobs. If you know of some place dark and wet, dirty, that'd be great. Doesn't even have to be dark, just wet and dirty. Doesn't even have to be wet, but it's got to be dirty. Discovery.com/dirty jobs. Help me see the light. Show's over there, Dave.
That's not a koala bear.
No, that's not a koala bear, but whatever it is, it's doing something to this tree that's inappropriate.
Does it look worse? You keep the white head on your nose or the pop it and then shoot it?
How bad is Yoshi?
How'd you,
there? There's really no other TV show I could work on. With a face like this. Pop it, zits.